parents found out that their daughter was beheaded and skinned. I don't need to elaborate. She's 18 years old, and the biggest crime that she committed was she was hanging a sign that said, "I don't like you. We want change." A couple of years ago, there were many people holding signs that says, "We want change." They certainly were not beheaded. And I went into Shabbos with the feeling, wow, what an incredible thing. Some people probably read the article and didn't think much of it. And I said to myself, an 18-year-old young person, a parent comes in to find out not only were they killed, but in the manner in which they were killed. It was horrific. That's how I walked into Shabbos. And then Shabbos morning, still deliberating, thinking about, stressing a little bit about what's going on in the world. What kind of a world do we live in? And then coming to the first few words of the parsha, "Vatem nitzavim hayom kulchem." Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah that we are standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person stands in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person. Rav Shamir explains that the whole purpose of nitzavim, that nitzavim is always read before Rosh Hashanah, is to remind us that on Rosh Hashanah, everybody needs and will stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rashechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shoturchem, the biggest leaders, the presidents, the police officers, the politicians, they're all standing, just like you and I, before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tapechem, Nashechem, the children, the one-year-olds, the babies, the infants who have committed no crime, the woman, the spouses, the Eshet Chayels who are cooking challah before Shabbos, they too, they stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk continues, Chotev etzecha, Chov emecha, the workers, the servants, the bus drivers, the cab drivers, people in the restaurants, every single person stands before Kadosh Baruch Hu. And unlike the kings of the world, unlike the presidents of the world, the Mubarak who's standing trial now. Why? Because when he had protesters in his country, he told his army, take a machine gun and start firing. Yesterday came out of the news, the two people that were in Iran, the two people who went mountain hiking. Okay? If God forbid the president of Iran thinks that you did something wrong to his country, to him, if you utter a word that's in protest, you could be jailed. You're automatically a spy for Israel, for America. And they're right, these two guys are writing, we came in, they put us isolated in jail for months. We committed no crime. Syria, look what Syria, what's going on right now in Syria. They spoke about it in the UN on Friday. Literally, armies going from city to city, from village to village, and they're opening a fire. Why? Because people, citizens, have the audacity to speak against the leader. But this is not the way of Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look for his own interest. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look to punish. And even though sometimes we protest, maybe unconsciously, even though sometimes we reject, we're not running from him. Our tefillahs maybe not don't have the greatest kavana. Sometimes we forget benching. The list goes on and on and on. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to punish. I had an opportunity to lead a group of young people in Ramat Beit Shemesh. They're called Off the Derech. And what's the biggest crime? They don't fit in. As we're talking together, about 8 to 10 teenagers talking together. So the subject of God comes to the forum. And they all say, it's not for me, I don't believe it, I don't want it, I'm not connected. And then they begin to talk about the things that they do. Oh, if this was a real God, if he only knew what I really do, the drugs, the experiments that they do, I can list it on, forever. And I said to myself, how will they return? What's the possibility for them to do tshuva? And the answer for them, and the answer for all of us, is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish. It says in Yechezkel, "Im echpots b'mavet harasha." Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in the death of the wicked. He's not interested in the death, in the torture of people who don't follow his ways. But what? Ki'im b'shuv rasha midarko v'chaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu simply wants us to do tshuva. Just return. Return. Just a child to return to his father. If you look at the Torah, psukim upon psukim, of how many times the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends us the same message. V'shavata d'Hashem elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. Return to Hashem. He listened and listened to him. V'ata teshuv v'shamata b'kol Hashem. You, every single person in this room, every single member of Klal Yisrael, just return. V'asita et kol mitzvotai, and do the mitzvot that Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us. Ki teshuv el Hashem elokecha b'kol levavcha v'kol nefshecha. Just return. Have a kavanah. Do it with your heart. Do it with your nefesh. Just come back. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He just wants us to return. Says the Kli Yakar, this is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This means there's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives an example. He says a woman who divorced her husband and goes out and is with other men, her husband would never take her back in a second. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though sometimes we may leave him, sometimes we may fall, sometimes we may do things that totally reject his Torah, he is always waiting for us to return. Melech Ram Venisa. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not waiting for us when we return to come with a lot of money. He's not waiting for us when we return, when we do tshuva, to reach great heights. He's not waiting for that. He's not waiting for tzaddikim to return. He simply wants us to return. Lo nifati mimchak, says in this week's parsha, last week's parsha, Lo ruchukahi, it's not far from you. Lo b'shamayimi, you want to do tshuva? It's not so far. Lo me'ever layam, ki karov elecha devar me'od. You want to return? You want to do a little tshuva? You want to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's right in front of you. That's all you have to do. Look, open your eyes, open your hearts, open your mouth. It's right in front of you. It's not far away. So what's the answer? What's the equation? How do we return to Kadosh Baruch Hu? The end of that pasuk, Kikar Velecha Hadavar Me'od, it's so close to you. It's reachable, it's right there. The tshuva is right there in front of you. The end of the pasuk says, Beficha Bilvavecha Lasato. Quick translation, Beficha with your what? Mouth. Bilvavecha, quick translation with your Lasato to? Says the Kli Yakar, Beficha with your mouth, that's a duvidui. Bilvavecha, that's av charata. To say, I regret the sin that I did. La'asoto, that's to refrain from the sin again. Never to do it again. That's the equation of tshuva. Beficha, bilvavecha, la'asoto. So we do tshuva. We stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. And what do we scream out? Ata hu melech kel. Chai v'kayam. We scream it out. We're in shuls. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's like you get goosebumps. That's our mouth. Everyone's screaming. The chazan's screaming. Whoa! That's how we stand in front of God. Do you think we say these words only in Rosh Hashanah? Mode ani lefanecha. Melech, what? Melech? Chai v'kayam. The same Melech that we get all excited about in front of Rosh Hashanah. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we dive in, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us, please, a good year, please. That same Melech, that same Hashem, is the same Melech that we dive into every single morning when we wake up. We open our eyes, the first words that we say out of our mouths, Mode ani lefanecha. I appreciate so much that who, first of all, the Melech Chav HaKayam, that you are my King, that you are alive. It's the same words. And it's the same words because it's the same exact message. Rapikus explains that many of us, we say the words. We can believe, we can intellectualize. Oh, there's a King. There's a God. It's very nice. This is what God does. God is the ruler. We say the words, but it's an intellectual process. Says Rapikus, what about the feeling? What about the emotion? If right now I walk into this room, don't. But if right now I told you, walk into this room was one of the greatest tzaddikim of all times. If the Chofetz Chaim came right now into this room, wouldn't we stand up? Wouldn't we fear? If he was the one delivering this drasha, wouldn't we be awake? Wouldn't we feel something right now? Wouldn't we sense it? We would. Because we would put something tangible into that feeling. Who here has a driver's license? Raise your hand. Put your hand up. Correct me if I'm wrong, because this happens to me all the time. When I'm driving my car, it's completely different when I know for a fact that there's a police car either behind me or watching me on the street, or when I'm driving and I know for a fact there's no one there. When that police officer is there, I make sure that I'm buckled. I make sure that my lights are turned on in this country. I am so aware that I'm going exactly the speed limit. Why is that? Because I feel that there's something there. It's an emotion, it's a regish, because I know if I'm not buckled, you know what's going to happen? It's going to pull me over. I'm going to get that ticket. That's the job of Mo De'anu L'fanecha. We wake up in the morning, the first words that we say is Mo De'anu L'fanecha, the Lord Melecha V'kaya. I want to live a life that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be what? Chai B'kaya. He's going to be in front of me. I'm going to be aware of it. I'm going to have a mindset that I can feel Him, that it's tangible. This is the yesod of not every single day, but the greatest yesod of Rosh Hashanah. To stand up and to realize we're about to daven to a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's not only going to judge us, but it's an Kodesh Baruch Hu that will be with us for the rest of our lives. Rupikus writes the following thing. Aliba de'emet zeu ha'yesod v'atchala shekol emunateinu. The truth of the matter is that this yesod, that the one that I just explained to you right now, it's the yesod of our belief. It's the basis of our belief. V'abaya shelani. You know what our problem is? We don't have the mindset. How many of us, when we get up in the morning, we say, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we eat, when we daven, when we interact with our friends, when we sit here in a chabura. So you sit in a chabura that's for the entire yeshiva. I don't have to tell you, look around. The entire yeshiva is here. This is the quote. He says, he brings down an amazing thing from Chazal. Everybody knows the following story. Keshachala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was ill, nichnasu tamidav levakro, his children, his talmidim, came to visit him. Amrulo, that's it, he's going to pass away. Amrulo, Rabbeinu, Barcheinu, give us a bracha. Amar lehem, you want a bracha? I'll give you a bracha. Amar lehem. Yehi ratzon shetehem marashamayim alechem kemorah b'savadam. Halvai. You want a bracha? This is the greatest bracha that I can give you. Halvai that you should fear God like you fear men. That's it. Halvai that you should fear God like you fear men. Like you fear the police officer. Like sometimes like you fear Rabbi Amali in Times Square. You don't get a reaction. Okay, halvai, that's the way you should live your life. Amrulo tamidav. So students responded, "Ad kam, that's it. That's the bracha." Amar lehem, v'loi teduke shadam over avera omer shelo yirin adam. When a person protests, rejects, sins, what does he say? He says, "I'm in the comfort of my room. I'm in the comfort room with someone that nobody's there. Nobody sees me. And because nobody sees me, I can do the bear. But if I thought that someone was going to see me, I would never do the bear in the first place." And that's the greatest bracha of all. To know and to realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not, it's the same Kodesh Baruch Hu. The one that we're going to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a day from now. It's the same Kodesh Baruch Hu that we stand in front of every single day of our lives. Atahu Melech Chai V'Kayam. Now I was in fifth grade, I'll never forget this. Elul Zman, the Rebbe walks into the classroom. He said, open your siddur. Turn to the page right after the Midah. What comes, what field do we have right after the Midah, Shemetz and Shabbos? What? Avinu Malkeinu. He says, 2 minutes. Tell me, how many of you are looking at that? Who knows? It's a well-known thing, by the way. Very nice. It's well-known. Only one person answered.
many of you Latinos are well, what did you promise? We came up with 45, 48, 46. He's looking at us, that's it. Fifth grade. You don't know there's only one Avinu Malkeinu? Don't you realize there's only one Avinu Malkeinu? You say it over and over and over and over again. There's only one God. The question is, do we internalize what Avinu Malkeinu is all about? I understand that some of you watched the video last night. An inspiring video. Hopefully it was Mitchazik Yeremun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a lot to learn about that video. And I remember I got a personal training from Rabbi Blaskin last year. And I was shaking for at least 48 hours afterwards. I'm saying, mamash. And by the way, I think about that video all the time. But Avinu Malkeinu is very much an Avinu. Imagine right now your own parents. Imagine right now that you've done something not so great. Do you think that your own parents, your own fathers, they would shut the doors for you? Their doors would always be open. Because that is how a father reacts to his child. Avinu Malkeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we say those words, we have to understand, we have to really understand. He's waiting for us. The doors are open. The question is, are we willing to go in? We're at the end of Elul. That's it. The end of Elul. We have another day of Elul. If we walk into Rosh Hashanah without the message of Elul, then we lost the entire month. What's the message of Elul? The message of Elul is very clear. And Elul, Kadosh Baruch Hu, comes down and he's waiting. He's waiting for every single person in this room. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to open your heart. He's waiting for you to do the truth. He's waiting for you to say, I want to come back to you. Ani ledodi ve... What does that mean? Anila dodi vidodi. What, we're a bunch of friends here? Anila dodi vidodi. Very nice. Anila dodi vidodi means it's a partnership. It means we understand that there's a God who's chai v'kayam. There's a partnership. This is the time of the year where we are supposed to go to our partner, to our best friend, to our beloved. Anila dodi vidodi. But if I'm ill, you have not made the switch. He came down. If on Elul you did not go forward, you lost Elul. Elul is not over yet. If in the next 24 hours you haven't yet put an effort forth, you haven't changed something, you haven't recognized something, your mindset is still in the past, then you lost an entire Elul. And he's not asking for much. He's not asking you to sit in the base for 24 hours a day. He's not asking for that. He's asking you to open your hearts. Anila dodi vidodi. Just say it. I'm here. I'm here with you, God. I understand that I'm going to be standing in front of you. I want to stand in front of you. That's all you have to do. Anila dodi vidodi li. Elul. Aleph lamed vav lamed. Elul, right? Anila dodi ve. I want to hear it. Anila dodi ve. Now take the words, the letters, and put them back around. If you take the opposite of Elul, which means go forth, make change, you get Lulei. Lulei is not true. If only I would have. And we get trapped every year. We say and we say, if only if I would have done something differently. If only I would have been a better Jew. If only I would have come to me in a time. If only Rabbi Amar would not have seen me in Christ's word. Only! If only, only, only. That's not the message of Elul. Message of Elul is not Lulei, if only I would have. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're human beings. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we sometimes fall down. The message of Elul is Elul. It's exactly the opposite. Come forward. Make change. Just come. That's the message of Elul. If you don't take that message before us in Rosh Hashanah, we last the entire month. Hashem in His infinite wisdom gives us an equation, how to come. Let me read you a beautiful piece in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The one, if you understand this piece very well, you will know how to walk into Kadosh Baruch Hu and how to face a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the right mindset. It says in Masechet Rosh Hashanah,
Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Vayavor Hashem Alpanav Vayikra. What does that mean? Vayavor Hashem Alpanav Vayikra. What does that mean? That Hashem what passed? What? Upon his face and called out. Very nice. Amar of Yochanan. Il male mikra katuv iyeshar leomro. If we didn't see it in print, if it wasn't on black and white, if it wasn't on black and cow skin, if it wasn't there, written down, we would not have known that this exists. Malamed, meaning what? What really happened? It's amazing. We say this. You guys have been saying slichos for the past 4 days. I've been saying slichos for the past 28 days. We say this every single time. Malamed, so what happened? Shenitatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came down and he took his talents and he wore it like a Shliach Tzibur, like Chazan. He wasn't Ashkenaz, he wasn't Sephardi. He wore a Shliach Tzibur, he was the leader. Ve'er'elo le'Moshe. And he showed to Moshe, Seder Tefillah, the way that we are supposed to daven. Amar lo. He showed him Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachel, Mechanan, exactly the same way that we're supposed to dive, that we dive in today. Thousands of years later, Amar lo, listen to this. Kol Zman, every single time, She Yisrael Chotin, when we protest, when we sin, when we do Chataim, when our Kavanas are not right, when we lead astray, when we're off the Derech, every single time, the president, the leaders, the officers, the secretaries, the cab drivers, the Rebbeim and the Tamidim, we all do it. Kol Zman, Sheyisrael Chotin, when we do this, Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh v'ani mochel lahem. All you have to do, Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh, all you have to do is do these words in this way, and I will forgive them. That's all you have to do. You want me forgiven? Raise your hand if you want to be forgiven. Thank God, only one person is sitting. Raise your hand if you want to be forgiven. Every single person in this room wants to be forgiven. What does this mean? What is this Gemara all about? Says the Chofetz Chaim, you want to know what it means? Here's a beautiful mashal for understanding what this means. Imagine the following scenario. You have an employee and an employer. Employee gets hired the first day. He's out of some shop. He has to organize everything. He doesn't know what to do. He goes to his employer and says, can you tell me what are my job responsibilities? No problem. Employer is a nice guy. He comes down, makes him a list, put the boxes on the shelves. At the end of the day, count how many boxes you have. Take some money. How do you sell them? You can elbow him. I don't mind. This is the important part. Elbow him. Okay? That's what he says. The employee says, what? He reads the list, put the boxes on the shelves, count the boxes, great! At the end of the month, the employee comes to the employer. What does he want? He wants a little what? He wants cash! He wants money! He wants a salary! So the employer says to him, no, did you do what was on the list? And the employee responds, I read the list. You read the list? You didn't do what was on the list? You read the list? If you just read the list, do you think the employer needs to give him money? Yes or no? No. Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chotin, every single time that we protest, that we reject, that we do a little chet, listen to the words. Ya'asu lefanai keseder hazeh. Just do this Seder. It doesn't say Tikru'u Yasu. What is the Seder? What are we saying? Hashem's what? Hashem's Midos. Kel Rachum V'chanun Er Chapayim. You know what we're saying? We're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, how great he is. He has so much compassion. He has so much mercy. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to us. You sin? You sin, it's okay. All you have to do is do these words.
respond by making change. No one is asking you to learn Tosfos 36 hours a day. Respond by making change. You like to make change? Be more compassionate. Have a little bit more mercy. Just do these words. It's in print. It's for you. This is your equation, your formula. You want to get it right, that's all you have to do. That's the message of Elul.
Rabbosai, I started with the words Atem Nitzavim Lashem. These are very strong words, and with this I will end. Atem Nitzavim Lashem. If you think you know the meaning of these words, please tell me what the meaning is. Atem Nitzavim Lashem. What is the meaning of these words? Atem is what?
You.
But not the single you, the... But it could be the single you. Lashem, we'll make it easy. Lashem is what?
To God.
So we got you, and we got to God. We're just missing a very important verb. Nitzavim is what?
Standing.
To stand. Standing. Who said standing? Beautiful. Yosef. Chazak. Now put the sentence together for me. You're standing before Hashem. That's how I started. Is that how I started? And I quote Rav Shamir, and I told you. The Rav Shamir says, Atem Nitzavim Hashem, it's a parsha that we read every single year before Rosh Hashanah to what? To get us ready for Rosh Hashanah. What are these three words getting us ready before Rosh Hashanah for? Atem Nitzavim Hashem, you are standing before Hashem. Did you hear what I just said right now? Atem Nitzavim Hashem, did you hear it? Say it. Say it. Do you understand what you're saying? It's very easy. If you understand what Elul is all about, and you're the one that's moving towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you don't have a thought, lule if I would have. If you understand what Beficha Bilvavecha Lasato means, Beficha to do vidu with your mouth, Bilvavecha to regret that which you've done, Lasato, next time you have the opportunity to do this, then you're not going to do it. If you understand Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, what he says to his Talmidim, have a little fart, you know why? Have a little fear, you know why? Because the Kodesh Baruch is right there. He's not only the Beis Midrash on Rosh Hashanah. The Kodesh Baruch is right here in this room. The Kodesh Baruch is right there in the room that we get up every single morning with. If you understand all that, Atem Nitzavim Lashem, the most important verb is standing. When do we stand? When do we stand? We stand when we know we're going to get a decree that's going to be positive. That's where we stand. We stand when we are confident. We stand when we can face our judge. Because if we couldn't face our judge, we would be doing this. And believe me, sometimes I have people in my office, I know you don't believe me, when they come in, they're doing this. Okay? We stand, we look upright when we know that we have a relationship going. Atem Nitzavim Lahashem. Those are the most powerful words that we need to know before Rosh Hashanah. The formula, the equation, is right in front of us. The question is, are we ready to stand? Have a ksiva v'chatimah tov.